Wait, Daryl, before we go any further, can you, because the person you're reviewing is probably watching this, can you assure him that you love him?
I love you.
We're hypercritical, but it's not because we have anything against you. Just
yeah, we definitely, we just want to see you succeed.
On this week's podcast, my channel, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, was critiqued on a live stream by Daryl Eves and Mr. Beast. What did they have to say? How did it make me feel? Let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. If you're new here, I'm a 14-year podcaster. I've worked on some live internet radio streams, and I love creating videos. Just a few days ago, I had the pleasure of taking part in a live stream training session with Daryl Eves and Mr. Beast. This was a perk of pre-ordering the YouTube formula book, which I'm nearly done reading. And I don't read any books, by the way. If you want to check this book out, check out the show notes. I've got it linked in there. It's really a great book. I wanted to watch this live training because if there's any two guys that I wanted to listen to dropping some YouTube knowledge bombs, it's Daryl and Mr. Beast. What I did not know was that they'd be picking a few channels to critique live on this stream. About an hour in, they put out a call to action for everyone in the chat to drop their links in, and as you'd expect, people started spamming it pretty hard. I figured if everyone else was doing it, why not me? I started spamming the link every second. I don't know what it was about my link that caught Daryl's eye, but lo and behold, he picked me.
So let's look at this channel. How's that sound? This is Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures.
Nice.
I was super excited for all of about 10 seconds, and then the doubt set in. What if they see stuff they don't like? What if they literally pick apart every little thing? What if they tell me that what we've been doing all along is wrong? These are the thoughts that went through my head at that time. My heart was pounding out of control as Mr. Beast asked.
All right, so reviewing Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich. I'll let you kick us off on this one. What are your thoughts on that thumbnail?
Like, I don't get season two. I just looking at this, but like the thumbnail, you know, there's a lot of red going on. I don't know.
So two things here. Allow me to explain. First, on the whole season two, season one playlist, when we came up with the idea of this channel, we kind of envisioned it like a television show, which is broken up by episodes and seasons. We didn't have anything specific to designate one season from another, so we kind of just decided that a season would be the year's worth of videos. So, for instance, any video from 2020 would be season one. Season two would be like 2021, so on and so forth. I've since changed the name of these playlists to simply 2020 or 2021, and maybe that makes things a little more clear. I think there is a number of issues to address on our channel, and I'll run through some of these realizations as we keep going here. Now onto the thumbnails. Up until about a month ago, I thought our thumbnails were shit. It was literally just our bodies cut out and placed over top of the front of whatever restaurant we were at. I then took a Saturday afternoon and updated nearly all of them because I knew, like, in time that these were not so great, you know, that maybe there's a lot going on. Maybe they're a little too busy, if you will. So the idea was that we'd pick the brand's colors of whatever place we were at. In this case, Chick-fil-A, as you heard him mention, you know, the color of Chick-fil-A is red and white. So the thumbnail was bright red background with the white outline of us and a white Chick-fil-A logo. I thought these were instantly better. In fact, our click-through rate jumped from around 3 to 4% up to 6 to 7%, which is not a huge jump, but it told me that I did something that made a difference. And so while the thumbnails may not be perfect, I'm still learning here, it does show me that there was some improvement.
What would you say about that title?
The most expensive breakfast we've ever had. The we've ever had doesn't really add much to me. The most expensive breakfast, I mean, you've got something going there, but then we've ever had kind of just like doesn't
like the most expensive breakfast in Vegas, or because it looks like they're in Las Vegas or
something. It needs to grab me a little bit better. Like the most expensive breakfast we've ever had, it just doesn't make it work. Like if above that video was like, you know, my computer, it's a lot of chess stuff. It's like checkmating someone in four moves. Like I would click that video, you know, 9 times out of 10 over this. And for put whatever normal people watched, right? It's I don't think it's enough to the title to compete with like what a lot of other people are doing. So yeah, it just needs a little more oomph.
So the point about the title here is very fair. I still think that the titles of these videos could use some work. I'm trying to walk the fine line of accurately depicting what is in the video while also trying to make it enticing enough to click, and usually falling short on the latter. I could have just as easily called the video Cafe Americano Las Vegas Review or something like that, but that just doesn't seem interesting to me. So the goal here was to personalize it so that if someone was scrolling past, they'd say, oh, that must have been some expensive food, and if they're looking for food videos, maybe they'd want to click on it. I ultimately ended up changing the title to A Very Expensive Las Vegas Breakfast, which I think kind of walks that fine line of compromise to me where we're still holding true on the title but not just trying to bait people in.
The intro, he has 14 seconds of B-roll or whatever, 12 seconds, but he's filmed the VO while he's in the restaurant, so there's a lot of background chatter, which is a huge turnoff. Honestly, didn't quite grab me as well as it could have.
So I have no problem with what they said here. We've got the establishing shots of where we're at, which I personally don't see a problem with, but you've got the trash audio, and I knew when we went back to watch the video later, it was trash. I thought of putting narration in there for the intro and then going back to us at the table. This is kind of before we got the new mic for the camera and we were just using the onboard audio. And I know what you're thinking or what some of you might be thinking. It's like, well, if you know it's trash, why do you use it? Because, like, we spent all this time making these videos. I just don't want to throw them away. Like, I don't see the need in that. And you could easily make an argument like, well, geez, you know, somebody might come across this. This might be the only video somebody's going to see, and they're going to say, wow, this video sucks, and they're never going to watch anything again. You might be right on that. That's entirely possible. But for us, it was just like, you know, here's these Vegas videos. People, they might see that we're still relatively new. They might give us a break. Maybe they'll click on another video that's not Vegas and see that, you know, we're starting to figure this out where we've got better video, better audio, et cetera, et cetera. So it was kind of the idea of, you know, just leaving them up, putting them out there. And it's like, hey, we're still learning, you know, like if you come across our channel, you would see that, like, you know, we still have a very small following and we're still learning and we're still, you know, trying to figure all this out. And this goes back to an entirely different point where I'm just kind of wishing, like, God, maybe they should have clicked on that damn Chick-fil-A video and not one of these Vegas ones.
The eating White Castle in Las Vegas. So the first thing that I think of is, why do I care?
Okay, Daryl, this right here is the one part where I do take an issue, like where he says, why do I care about, like, White Castle? This is the only thing where I might say maybe they don't get, like, what we're trying to do here. So most food review videos that I watch, it's all the same shit. And I don't say that to speak negatively on it, but there's a format to it. When you tune in, you kind of already know this, and you're watching for, like, two reasons. One, because you want to see whatever food that person is reviewing. And two, you like that person's personality. That's it. I don't watch a food review video for people to, like, imitate what Mr. Beast is doing or doing something crazy in the video. I just want to see what the food is and the person reviewing it. That's it.
One thing I'm just noticing in the four thumbnails here that aren't shorts is, or three of them that aren't shorts, there's two people in each of them. I think for your food testing videos, you should just have someone eating the food, one person, and the food, and that person's the focus. Like having that second person there doesn't make it more clickable. I'd grab a better subject picture of you. I'd get rid of your friend, and then I would just make the background interesting. Like, you know, have it where they can actually see White Castle, And if you did that, you'd set yourself up better.
This part right here, I found to be probably the most interesting part of this entire review. I never thought that the two of us in the thumbnail would be so distracting or like a problem. I always figured, like, since it was Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, that the thumbnails would match that and you'd see both of us in them. Him saying, like, drop the other guy, sorry, Larry, and frame up the thumbnail a little differently is actually very helpful to me. In fact, you know, newer thumbnails of the videos that haven't even come out yet, I've already started to implement this, like, where we're going to alternate. One week, I'm on the thumbnail, and the other week, Larry's on the thumbnail. That way, we're both still represented, but now we can try what Mr. Beast is saying here and see how big of a difference it makes just having one of us on the thumbnail instead of two. All in all, it was a little bit jarring and shocking to hear these guys review my channel live, and it wasn't easy to stomach at first. With some time to think about it, I can really see it in a new light, and as I said earlier, I think there are some parts maybe they didn't understand, like, you know, we're a food review channel, and the whole purpose is to review food. But maybe when they clicked on our channel, it wasn't abundantly clear, and that's fair. Maybe we can do better on the branding side when it comes to, like, you know, channel banners and such to communicate, so when the people click on the channel, they know exactly what they're getting. I look forward to implementing some of the changes with things like the thumbnail and the titles and see how people react in the analytics. Also, this channel is only been going since August, and we have under 40 videos. A lot of the pros say, you know, do 100 videos and then see where you're at. I have no doubt by the time we reach that point, we will do even better. I will also say I do wonder, what if they had saw one of our other videos that were not in Vegas, that was lit better, sounded better, and overall a bit more focused? We were shooting on our phones for most of the Vegas videos and still not 100% comfortable filming in public, which, by the way, is something we're still working on. But what if they had clicked that Chick-fil-A video, for instance? I wonder what they might have said then. Maybe it was the same stuff. Who knows? Either way, I want to thank them for picking our channel and essentially roasting it, because it woke me up and gave me the inspiration I needed to think harder about what it is we're doing here and how we can be more effective with everything from the filming to the titles, the thumbnails. There's a lot of great information here in this review of the channel that they gave us, and I'll be forever grateful because I think it really opened up my eyes.